Svarik Tshuva of the Week for women. So it's going to be a little bit of a different Tshuva of the Week. We had just to share a little bit of my experience with my son Binyamin, my son-in-law Yisrael, visiting Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky today, Sunday, July 19th. Very, very interesting visit, speaking about electric shavers. But what was more pronounced about electric shavers was that when I let my son speak, because he really understands the science much more than I do, and he explains the videos that we receive from Phillips and Rocco much better than I do. So he was the one who was speaking. And but when I wanted to suggest something, so then he let me speak. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky went out of his way to say, "Oh, so don't you have such a good son?" And even when we, that was on one occasion, another occasion, he said, when I first introduced my son and son-in-law, he said, "Oh, you have nachas from that?" I said, "Yeah, great." So I said, "Do they do mitzvah kibbutz?" I said, "The superlative kibbutz." So I think I know what he was doing. He was taking a page from Rashi in Parashat Lech Lecha, where the Malachim specifically ask Avram Avinu, "Ayesara ishtecha?" And Avraham responds, "V'yomahineva ohel." And the reason why the Malachim ask this question, Malachim don't have to ask this question; they know the answer. But the reason why they pose the question, says Rashi, "Kedei lechavava ba'ala," to make Sarah more beloved to Avraham Avinu. So we see that family relationships are fragile and need tipuach, need nurturing, and therefore, so even Avraham Avinu and Sarah, I mean, they were married for so many years. This is something I picked up from Rabbi Schaefer Shmuz book on marriage. Actually, a very good book I read on Shabbat, that he talks about the really dumb mistakes that very smart couples make. Very, very good book. And he points it out that Avraham Avinu was trying to, the Malachim were trying to nurture the relationship between Avraham and Sarah, even though we're married for decades. Still, marriage always needs nurturing, which is very, very interesting. And he felt parent-child relationship, parents-in-law relationship also needs nurturing, where Shmuel Kamenetsky felt, and he did it. That's what he did, just like the Malachim. And he described my son-in-law as my son. You have these two good sons, and it was deliberate. He was trying to be machavev, the in-law children, that I should be mechavev me to in-law children. Very nice. You know, really, it was for us, it was just not only an experience in Torah learning, which was in halacha l'maaseh, which is very, very interesting, but also in terms of, it was also very, very interesting in terms of the ben adam l'chaviro, the midot tovot, that clearly Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky showed, and very, very beautiful. In between, when we were there at Upshare, and the couple brought their child for an Upshare, and he did a little bit of the snip. He gave him a bracha, gave other children in the family bracha. It was a really, really very beautiful, a beautiful interaction, beautiful event, and a lot we can learn. For us, our great people, not just people that are great in intellect, but great in midot tovot as well. And that's a tremendous Mika Amkaki Israel, who are like the Jewish people, very special.